Greetings, everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
What's happening?
What's happening? I'm looking at your beautiful face. That's what's happening.
Woohoo! So I'm what's up?
You are what's up.
Well, you're what's up, too.
All right. So what's going on, Jill? What's happening today? You don't know. Listeners, I'm going to let you know right now that Jill is off today.
I'm here.
She may be in front of me, but she's not 100%. So let me get this started by, you know, Jill, you know what it is I miss?
What do you miss?
And our listeners that were with us since the beginning know that in the beginning of our podcast, first year, we've talked about how we used to go on the many, mini vacations, you know, long weekends and things like that. And we did them very cheaply, like, you know, on a budget. These things didn't really cost us much, but we got to go on a lot of small trips, which was very enjoyable to me.
To me, too.
And
I'm glad to hear you say that, because you're still the same guy that told me very early
vacations
on.
Vacations are overrated.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So anyway, with we're getting COVID under control and all of that. So I really would like to get back to doing that kind of stuff. Just going someplace on the weekend, or even, you know, little day trips to someplace we've never been before. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm optimistic.
Me too. Although some people have been doing it for a minute because they think COVID's over.
Well, some people never stopped. Okay.
This is true.
Yes.
This is true.
Yes. So, Jill, what is our episode about today?
Well, you were bringing up, saying that you miss that. Reminds me that you did say very early on that vacations are overrated. And I thought to myself,
early on in our relationship.
Yes, in our date, when we were dating. Yes. Which made me think, I don't normally try to change people, but that's something I wanted to change about you. So that relates to this week's topic, which is, how much should you be willing to change to make your partner happy?
Oh, that is a good question.
Yes, it is. And it's part of a segment that we call
Stand By Your Stance.
Now, this topic came because of one of our listeners who called in. So shall we listen to that call?
Yes, we can listen to that call.
Hi, Jill and Tony. It's Dennis. Mary and I just listened to the episode about couples being on the same page and on different pages. And, just one thought. Things have changed a little bit. And Mary had actually wanted to stay home this year, which was, of course, something unheard for us. But it worked. And it took a modification, I guess you might say, of more my behavior than hers. Part of the question is, how much should you be willing to change to make your partner happy? And does that really incur a debt on their part, or is it just something you should do?
Well, thank you for that call, Dennis. We love Dennis and Mary.
We do. And listeners, you have to know this. We know Dennis and Mary pretty well. And it's like, I want to be just like them. When I grow up. Yeah, because they have in the past, except for this year, as Dennis pointed out, they always like traveled the world.
Yes.
And go to so many interesting places. And Jill, we haven't gotten to the point where we're traveling the world yet because of life, you know. So, again, I really admire them as a couple and the way they live their life.
Yes, me too. But to get to Dennis's question.
Yeah.
So you did change your mind about vacations.
Well,
you did change that mindset.
Yes, but that's kind of off topic.
No, not really, because you've changed your mindset.
No. Dennis was talking about giving up something for your partner that you love to do. So the question is, what did you give up, Jill? Because I just wasn't into it. Have you given up anything for
me? My space. My writing space.
You never had a writing space.
I did before we met.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I had my whole house.
You weren't even writing then.
That is not true.
You wrote for work.
No, I did a lot of freelance articles, which meant that I pitched them.
But were you a creative writer?
No.
I see. So,
but that doesn't negate the writing I was doing.
You didn't give up anything. Yeah, you didn't give up anything. Yeah. No.
I gave up space.
Do you want your own house? Do you want your separate house from me so you can have some space?
I just want a writing studio. We can start small. If you want to make my writing studio a house, okay. That's even more space.
Jill, you're beating a dead horse, okay?
You asked me what I gave up. I used to have at least one room to call my own. I don't anymore.
That's because we got married. So within our marriage, you know, the time we've been married.
Yes.
Have you had to give up something because I just didn't feel like it or something we used to do? And then I'm like, you know, I really don't feel up to that.
No, I honestly can't think of anything. And have you given up something? And if you say camping or fishing, that is incorrect. I never asked you to forgive those. I cannot speak today.
I know.
Listeners,
I told you she was off today. She's here, but she's off. Okay? So
I'm having fun, though.
I need to be the sensible one today.
Then we are in trouble.
I need to be the one that keeps us on track today.
Okay.
I haven't had to give up anything that I really enjoy doing on the regular. You never asked me to do that. But you really didn't have to, because other things got in the way of me doing those things anyway.
Right.
So
life did.
Yeah. And there's some things I still want to do. But you know, when things get better, maybe I'll do them. But you've never really tried to, you know, stop me from doing something I really love to do. So
that is true.
So from that viewpoint, I guess to keep this discussion going, what we need to think about, is there something that I love to do or that you love to do that one of us would ask each other to give up?
Well, listeners may say, I have already asked you to give up something.
What, the drums?
I didn't actually say give it up. I just said do it at a different time. I didn't say that.
Give up what? What?
Motorcycle.
Well, you know, I was thinking that too, but I wasn't going to bring it up because I don't own one right now.
But listeners may argue that the reason you don't is because of me.
No, that's not the reason. Finances. You know, at my age, I don't want to finance anything else. So, you know, we don't have any car notes. We don't have a house note anymore. So,
right.
So I really don't want to finance anything.
Sure.
So when I have enough disposable cash
to just outright buy it.
Yeah. Just would buy it. Yeah.
Do you think your grown children would have a problem with, like, why is dad buying a motorcycle.
Well, the difference is, unlike you, they grew up with me riding a motorcycle. So they know all about me riding motorcycles.
Oh, that's a good point.
So they probably...
Because I've never experienced that side of you.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
About their whole, you know, childhood lives and doing their teenagers, I had a motorcycle. So,
would you give up skydiving if I asked you to?
But I'm not an avid skydiver.
Do you want to go and skydive
again? Yeah, I would like to do it again.
Because you have asked me to give... Because the one time you did go skydiving... was because I gave you a gift certificate to do that.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't expect you to use it on Father's Day.
I didn't realize it was Father's Day.
Where it went through my head where, oh my gosh, please don't let anything horrible happen to you, where I have to go and explain to your daughters that I gave you this gift certificate.
Splat.
Oh, that's horrible.
Splat.
Why are you even uttering that? And you see, putting just, that in the universe.
You see me like a cartoon character. Splat.
That is not funny. Why are you laughing? That is not funny.
If it wasn't for the instructor, I would have gone splat. Because
I'm glad that they didn't let you go by yourself. It definitely had to be a tandem job.
I loved it all the way down. I wanted to keep going.
The video proves it. Yeah, because you not only did you keep your eyes open, you just like hit all the way down. I loved it.
Now, if I had been an avid skydiver, this is a good point. Okay. If I had been an avid skydiver and I was skydiving for years, and then you asked me to quit, that would be a problem.
Well, sure. But I wouldn't, if I met you and you were doing something. That's who you were when I met you. Why would I change that?
Oh, you see, this is a perfect example of what Dennis was talking about. See?
But in Dennis and Mary's case, they both enjoyed traveling.
They both
until Mary didn't want to do it as much anymore.
Yes, but maybe Dennis enjoyed traveling more than Mary. So
Mary also saw, because there were a few times, I hope I'm not saying too much of their business, but there were a few times he got sick on their travels.
Yeah.
So maybe she wanted to keep him safe.
So maybe this is a case of listen to the woman.
Oh, it's always a case of listen to the woman. Hello.
Listen to the woman.
It's always a case of that.
Yes, I think we discussed in...
Yes, previous episode. You have said that before.
No, I mean, like recently, like in our last episode or the episode before, we were talking about if your spouse doesn't like someone, like your friend.
Right.
They're probably right. You know,
probably.
Now, it might take, you know, one person years to come around, but they're probably right because of something they see. In that person, here's a case. I mean, like I said, Dennis and Mary were world travelers,
but they both enjoyed it. It wasn't that only Dennis did; she did too.
Yes. But the interesting thing was that Dennis was surprised that even with not going on vacation. He didn't have a problem with it. I think he kind of thought he would have a problem with it, but I don't think he did. I think that surprised him.
Well, Mary's a phenomenal woman and phenomenal to be around. So she's as much fun in their house as she is around the world, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, this is a very good topic because as the listeners know, I've traveled all over this country, all over. I've been just about every place in this country you can go.
Yes.
Okay. And Canada also. And I don't want to drive a truck anymore, but I still have that travel in me. I still want to travel and go places and do things and all of that. This is why I still want to buy an RV for us. It just doesn't make sense to buy an RV if we don't have the time to use it.
Right. So, right. And that surprises me. But one of the things I do, well, even pre-COVID that I was doing less of, when I traveled before I met you, it was, how long is the flight? How much is the flight? Right? Like, wherever I went, I can get there by flight. No problem. But with you, it had to be a drive longer than 12 hours before you would even think to fly there. And I was like, wait, what? We're going to be in a car for 12 hours? Well, and you're like, well, we could stop. I changed in that regard.
No.
Yes, I did.
No, I did. Not really.
Yes, I did. There was only one time that I flew and you drove, and that was a work situation.
No, it changed shortly in the beginning when we first met, but you started having health problems, which made it very difficult for you to be in a car for 12 hours. Okay.
But so, you made it where we're still in a car. We just stop more.
If it was a 12 hour trip, like from here to Dallas. Okay. Instead, I just drug you. So
I was still in a car. So I changed. I did not fly. There was only one time I flew to Texas. And did you drive then? Maybe you drove. I remember flying into Texas for some reason.
My
point is, I still didn't book flights. I allowed you to drug me. So we don't want the listeners to think, slipped me a Mickey or something.
I slipped you a Mickey. And you told on me. You told your doctor that I slipped you a Mickey. And she said, well, that's good.
Yes. She actually agreed with you because she's like, well, when did you wake up? When I got there. Like, okay, well, then you didn't know that you were in pain on the way.
That's right. You go to sleep and you wake up. But since then, I have, except for when we go to Texas, but since then, I limit our trip to like 8 hours tops.
At one time, yes. Yeah. But we may do another 4 hours the next day.
That's fine.
See, that is different for me. If it's going to be more than 3 or 4 hour, here to Kentucky, if it's going to be longer than that mm-hmm. drive, I'm on a plane, usually.
Yeah, well,
before I met you, I was, no doubt.
Sometimes we get on a plane, I weigh it out, you know, which is the better deal. So if we can fly and rent a car when we get there, and it's cheaper than if we drove ourselves, okay, then.
And nowadays, pre-COVID, I had gotten to the point where it was just harder to get to the airport, to get through the line, all of that. It was just harder. So it was easier to drive.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something about flying. I used to love to fly, to go someplace and fly. And
back when people got dressed up for it and ate ate a meal on the plane.
That's right. And you can have a few drinks on the plane.
You can still do that.
And yeah, but now you have to worry about getting a DUI when you get your rental car. Things were a lot more laxed back in the day. So, but you can't do that anymore. And then they turned planes, which used to be a pleasure, into like these giant Greyhound buses. It's a Greyhound bus flying, Greyhound bus with wings on it. So that really took the joy out of it. You know, we're just packed in like sardines. Now the price went down, but we're packed in like sardines and it's just not enjoyable to me. So if I can drive to someplace, I will. Now, I never said, hey, Jill, let's drive to Las Vegas. Never said that.
No, but you did say, hey, Jill, let's drive to New York.
Well,
that's 14 hours. Or is it 16?
It's more like 1890.
See, you didn't even tell me how many hours, because you knew I would be like, but, oh my gosh, we split it up.
Yeah.
We split it up into several days. However, that's a...
Yeah, but
I have flown so many times to New York.
Yeah, but I have flown to New York too. You know, to go to funerals and things like that, instead of driving. It just didn't make sense for me to drive myself to a funeral up to New York.
Yes. My point is, you have to make sense of which is better. Whereas prior to meeting you, my automatic thought was, how much is the flight to get there?
You miss so much by flying. This is a beautiful country.
But if you got there quicker,
might not. Hey, you flew to New Orleans and I drove and I got there before you did.
That's true. You did. But how fast were you going? Really?
I wasn't going that fast.
Going faster than the plane.
No. But here's the deal. I was doing the speed limit, maybe 5 miles over. But the deal is that by time you go through security, because I dropped you off at the airport, and by time you go through security and all of that, and then you got to get off the plane and get all your stuff and all of that, they want you there, you know, at least an hour and a half before, 2 hours before. I was able to drive it. And I mean, I was there hours before you.
I know.
So that's not bad. And then you look at me, I drive 12, 14 hours every day.
I know.
So
I couldn't do.
So it's not such a big deal to me. But
yes, I
know
that.
That physically on you, it's not good.
Yes. There's
something I gave up. I gave up those long drive trips for you because of your health.
No, you just broke it up. It was still the same.
No, some places I don't even say we're going to drive. There's a lot of places I can say, oh, we can drive it.
Like where?
I mean, look, we've been to Chicago, right?
Yes.
From Atlanta, we drove to Chicago.
We drove.
But it's like you said, we broke it up.
Yes,
so we stopped in Kentucky and, you know, spent the night in Kentucky. But I gave up being there in one day. It's taken 2 days now. So I did give something up.
Okay.
But it doesn't, like Dennis was saying, I think he was surprised that he didn't feel antsy or like he missed it,
right?
You know, and the same with me. I didn't miss it. I didn't feel frustrated or anything else. It gave me a chance to just slow down and enjoy. I'm not saying slow down in speed driving. I'm just slow down in my mind. You know, we got to get there. No, now.
But when you drugged me, you still were able to get there when you wanted to.
Yeah,
because we didn't have to stop.
That's true. Zippity zip. Go to sleep, wake up in Texas. Perfect.
Yeah. But I will say that the times that I wasn't drugged, if I said, can we stop? You were always willing to stop.
Yes, yes. Where years ago, it really bugged me.
I see.
Really bugged me, you know, because I still had that work mindset.
But to answer, well, let's get to our second segment that we call.
Give it a rest and a resolution.
Well, what is your answer to Dennis's question? How much of yourself should you give up? And is it a debt?
Well, actually,
are you losing something?
Actually, not until you try to give up that something do you know how it's going to affect you. Because you may find that thing you give up maybe wasn't as important to you as you thought. You don't know until you try. So, you know, keep an open mind. Try if your partner doesn't want to do something this year or something that you all used to do all the time. See what it's like when you don't do it. Maybe you'll find that, hey, I don't have to do this every year.
That's great. That's a great point.
Thanks.
I think in most relationships, you know, there must be compromise for the relationship to work. So I do think that we all change somewhat. Mm-hmm. You know, we change somewhat to make the other person happy, because we're all individuals. We all have our own wants and needs, even if we are part of a couple. So I think it's whenever you go into a relationship, expect to have some type of change. But to your point, you do have control over how much you change, because if you don't recognize yourself at the end of the day, and you feel like you've given up so much of yourself that you don't even recognize yourself anymore, that's too much.
Yeah, that is. That's too much. I agree with you on that. And I've told people that before. If you give up so much of yourself that you're not yourself anymore, that's a problem.
That is. Yeah. Although today I'm not myself.
But is it because I'm me?
No.
Good. Long as it's not my fault.
Nope.
I didn't do it.
I'm not blaming you.
All right.
I'm not blaming you at all. You did nothing. I don't even know why I'm not myself today. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
All right. Well, let's get to our third segment that we call. What's our third segment?
I'm trying to help you.
Oh, that's right.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, we just played it. I'm trying to help you.
That's right.
I'm trying to help you.
Advice.
All right.
What you got? You clearly have to go first on this one.
Okay. What I have today is very simple. Very, 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 very simple.
Run.
No, why do you keep trying to tell me my solution to everything is run? You say it more often than I.
No,
yes.
I'm just quoting you, but go ahead.
Now, what I have to say is, in a relationship, always remember compromise. Compromise is very important. That's it. Remember compromise.
Okay.
That's it. Simple. It's not hard.
Okay.
Okay. What do you have, Jill?
Well, I'll piggyback off of that, because sometimes compromise is one-sided. So remember that compromise is two-sided.
Yes, that's what compromise is.
Some people believe that compromise to them means you compromise.
No,
people believe that.
That's not it.
I know that. I understand the definition. I'm just clarifying that it doesn't mean that the other person is always compromising to your wants and needs. It means both of you are.
Yeah, we've had a lot of compromise.
Yes,
in our marriage.
Yes, we have. But I would say this: I don't think it's a good idea to keep track.
Correct. Well, I don't know.
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe I should take that back.
Maybe.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I think what you're saying is if you notice that every time you compromise with your partner, that you always get the short end of the stick, that can be a problem.
Yes.
That
but
can
talk
be
it
a
out.
Problem.
Talk it out.
Yeah.
Bring it to their attention.
You know, it's
because
just,
some people may not realize that's what they're doing.
It's just like one-sided friendships. You know?
Yes. You know? Yes, definitely.
So is it time to wrap this up, Jill?
Well, we have one more segment.
We have one more segment.
That
yes, we do.
So,
what do you think?
What do you think? Because I'm right.
That number is 404-594-2247.
All right.
Well, you've been listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right.
I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Shout out to Gifford Ivan Cordova III for the music, Nick Zinke for the art, and thank you, listeners.
Thank you, listeners.
And thank you, Dennis.
That and Mary.
And Mary.
Yes. As usual, we love you all. Stay safe. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.